Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning and Merry Christmas. Welcome back to the Tara Show. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara, and it's an honor to be with you at this Christmas program of the Tara Show. We've been going through some of just different Christmas trivia to see how well you know the holiday and know facts about the holiday. And the next one that I have for you, I will give you the answer in the next segment. So you've got to think about what it is. Don't Google, that would be cheating. And then try to text in your answers. It's been enjoyable to see how right or wrong some of you are. The question for you is, why does Santa wear a red suit? Or, I guess a better way of saying it is, at what point and what was the reason the color was changed to be red or became the iconic red universally seen today? And actually, it is a very American reason, to give you a hint. But don't Google it. See if you know it. You can text your answer on the Common Sense Retirement text line, 1-800-905-0989. And also, you can keep sharing your thoughts. It's kind of bled over through many segments. We discuss what the most popular Christmas movies and what should be the most popular Christmas movies, the most widely viewed ones. And surprisingly to me and to several others, Home Alone is the top Christmas movie, both in people that have viewed it and in what the viewers enjoyed or appreciated and loved. So it's the most loved and the most viewed Christmas movie, which I questioned whether or not it was even a Christmas movie. But I could go through the list more later, but you have to, you know, we'll come back to it because we already covered it earlier. But I recently left off. I was telling you about this TPUSA straw poll that was dropped from AmFest. And if you were like me, enjoying your Christmas, Christmas season with your family, and not really paying that close attention to the news, you might not be aware of what happened at AmFest. But I'm sure most of you are, because even those of us that were trying to avoid news and media and what was going on, you couldn't get away from it. And it was the infighting going on in the Republican Party, the supposed massive schism that is going to cost us the midterms, and it's between pro-Israel and anti-Israel groups within the Republican Party, and Ben Shapiro and Megyn Kelly and Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens and Mark Levin and everybody, like everybody, is fighting and at each other's throats, right? And it's just the doom of the Republican Party. Well, now the straw poll is out. Are we as divided, at least the attendees of AmFest, where all of the clips, if you saw these, of them kind of going at each other, saying that they were no longer friends or that they were cowards or that they were Israel simps and all the different things that were being thrown around. TPS USA straw poll from the people actually at the conference seemed pretty united. One of the most interesting tidbits that came out of it was the straw poll. Who do the attendees that were there, which was, I think, the largest AmFest to date, who did they prefer for president in 2028? Top contender, was J.D. Vance. And that's not surprising to me. J.D. Vance, I think the number was what surprised me the most, was that I believe he got 82%. Is that right? 84% of the vote for who they'd like to see as president in 2028. The vice president, obviously wildly popular among AmFest attendees, which I would say is a good cross-section of the conservative movement. Number two, Marco Rubio at almost 5%. So, I mean, it's not even close. I mean, just massive support for J.D. Vance as the next head of the ticket. Almost 5% for Marco Rubio, almost 3% for Ron DeSantis, 1.8% for Donald Trump Jr., and then the rest, let's see, 2.5% undecided, and then ones that barely blipped on the radar were Ted Cruz and Glenn Youngkin. And those were the only ones that that made mention on the poll. So that's quite interesting. Massive support for J.D. Vance. Let's see. What was the other? There were some other interesting tidbits that came out of this. Oh, yes. The Trump cabinet. Who is popular? Who is not? Most of the cabinet is very popular among people that were at this AmFest. The most popular person in the cabinet, Pete Hegseth at 84% popularity. Robert F. Kennedy, RFK, at almost 81%. He was number two. And then Marco Rubio at 79%. So those three doing very well for the average conservative. Unfortunately for Ms. Bondi, she was the lowest and also at only 32% approval and the highest in disapprovals. She had a, let's see, what is it? Almost 14% strongly disapprove and 16% disapproving of how she's conducting herself. So once again, it seems to be some agreement in the conservative base. The poll that has gotten a lot of attention, specifically asking about how they view Israel. That's been the main crux, is that there's a massive divide and the conservatives are, it's going to completely fracture the party. Well, despite a lot of noise, the question was asked, do you consider Israel an ally of the United States? And of the people at the conference where all of this supposedly was this massive fight and disagreement, 33% said they consider Israel the top or a top ally of the United States, followed by a whopping 54% saying that they are one of our allies, and then only 13% of those attending saying that they're not. And once again, if you had heard it, you would have thought it was this 50-50 spread. And that, like I said, that things had massively shifted in the Republican Party and really not so much. Other interesting things, what were the top issues of people polled? Let's see. And this was an interesting. Number one of the top issues, things they're most concerned about, winning the midterms, 64%. I wonder if those listening, by the way, if you have thoughts on all this, Common Sense Requirement text line 1-800-905-0989. If you're reacting to this and you're agreeing, J.D. Vance, 84% people wanted to see him at top of the ticket. I think that would be great in 2028. Things that are concerning conservatives, the top issue, winning the midterm, 64%. Voter ID and voter integrity at over 9%. Affordability crisis, which we've already talked about today, 8%. Mass deportations at a little over 5%. Accountability for deep state, a little over 4%. So that's interesting stuff. What do you agree? And then last but not least, something that's quite interesting for respondents, 90% of those surveyed endorse an immigration moratorium for the United States. 90% endorsing immigration moratorium for the United States. That is a massive number. That is an all-time high for Republicans. Talk about agreement. I think you're finding it right there. So I'd say we're actually pretty unified. We care about the midterms. We care about immigration. We care about affordability. We care about voter integrity. Sounds pretty good to me. So when we come back, we'll answer the question, how did Santa get a red suit? Lodge your answers now. This is Adam Morgan in for Tara Sevatius. News Talk 98.9 WRD, Voice of the Carolinas.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.